We all love to have a win. I love it when my sports teams win. I love when I have a personal win. Maybe get an exercise regime really locked in, maybe lose some weight. Maybe have a family weekend getaway and you just feel like a winner, winner, chicken dinner. Sorry, I put that cliche out there. But we all love to have a win and it adds momentum into our world and we love it. Hi, I'm John Finkelde from Grow a Healthy Church. Welcome to this Build a Leadership Pipeline series. Hope you're enjoying all the episodes. If you haven't subscribed yet, please smash that subscribe button. And thank you if you are subscribing. In today's episode, I'm going to teach you a simple way to get a big win in your church. I'm going to show you how simple and easy this is to do and to organize. And lastly, I'm going to give you a simple task to complete. One of the great meetings that I think churches can run in the last two episodes, we've been talking about one-on-one meetings, team meetings, operation meetings, but I think one of the great meetings, and churches do a lot of these, and I know they're a real favorite of many pastors, many church leaders. I call it the all-in meeting. Now, people have all sorts of different names for it, and over the 30 years of pastoring in my church, we had all sorts of different. We called one of ours the movers and shakers meeting. Other times I've called it a leaders meeting, then I got away from leaders, and I can't remember all the names. Our pastor who took over from me in our church called it the engine room. I think it's all in now. I'm not sure what it is, but I like the phrase all in because all in gives you the win. This is a great way to create cohesion, alignment in your leaders. Now, when you run these meetings, and I encourage you to run these meetings every 3 months. So you're going to run about three or four of these a year. Not too many. You don't want to overload leaders with lots of meetings, always coming out to meetings. But what I like to do in these meetings is that I want to have everyone who's serving in the life of the church. So whether you're a worship leader, a children's worker, involved in men's ministry, a greeter on the door, someone in the cafe, whatever you're doing, it may be seasonal. You may help out during the Christmas or the Easter season where there's a special event on. You may run a conference or special seminar in your church that needs people for a couple of months and that's the end of their serving for the year, whatever. If you're serving in any capacity at all, come to the all-in meeting. Or if you're new to our church and you're kind of interested in serving, so you kind of got a bit of curiosity, what's all this stuff about volunteering or serving in this church? I keep hearing it. People seem to be doing a lot in this church. You can come to the all-in meeting. In other words, it's a real open meeting. It's not a closed meeting. It's only for the select, elect, the chosen, frozen. I'm really popping out the cliches today, aren't I? It's for everybody. People on the fringe in your church, people at the core of your church, you want to make this as broad as possible. And about every 3 months to get there. And I think there are three crucial benefits for the all-in meeting. Now, what do you do in an all-in meeting? Well, in the very next episode, I'm going to show you what to do in an all-in meeting and also include what you do in an operations or a team meeting that we talked about in the previous episode. So if you haven't checked out the previous episode, check that out as well. Watch this one first, get into this one first, listen to this first, and then I think get into that episode if you want to go back. But if you're a subscriber, you're just getting all of this good material anyway. So three major benefits of an all-in, everybody is serving into a one big room every few months. I think the first benefit is that I'm not in an alone culture. I'm not alone is the feeling that you get. It's the culture that you breathe with an all-in meeting. I'm not doing this all by myself. I'm not just with a little team and the kids ministry. I'm not just kind of banging my head against a brick wall with the blokes, with the men in the men's ministry. I'm part of a bigger crew. I'm part of a bigger team. It produces this culture of togetherness, oneness. We're serving the cause of Christ together. And I think there is something in connection, relationship, the old word fellowship. There's something of just when people come together, it tends to rub off them discouragement. It tends to wash off them that sense of, oh, what's the point? The sense of despair that can come in discipling at times. You think, are we really making a difference? And when you get with like-minded people, you go, you know what? I'm actually not alone. I'm with others. We're part of a band of brothers, if you like, shoulder to shoulder. I think a second benefit is that it normalizes problems as people interact with one another. And as you share in the meeting, again, I'm going to give you in the next episode what to do in these meetings. But as you normalize problems, as people realize, you know what, I'm not the only one who struggles. I'm not the only one who has challenges. I'm not the only one who's facing a difficulty, you know, a challenging time in trying to make my department get where I want to. And I think that's a huge win for people. We get so stuck in our own heads at times that we think, oh, my problem's unique. My challenge is no one else has got the challenges like I've got. But in the conversations, in the sharing, in what's brought into that leaders meeting, that all-in meeting, I think there's a normalization of, you know what, we've all got challenges, we've all got problems, we've all got things that we're wrestling with. You're not alone in that scenario. I think the third benefit is that you really get to honor and appreciate people in front of their peers. There's something about a text or a phone call from a pastor saying, I really appreciate your serving. Thank you so much for what you've been doing. That private interaction or that little conversation on the side on a Sunday where pastor says to a person who's serving, really appreciate all that you've done to make today work, our Sunday service really work well. Thank you so much. That just buoys the heart of all of us, boosts us, doesn't it? We just feel buoyant after that conversation or that text or that acknowledgement. But when you actually honor people in front of their peers, when you call out the whole youth leaders department, all the youth leaders come out here and we've got a Mars bar for each of you or something. Got a Snickers bar for each of you. Hey, we want to thank you for all the work you do of all the teenagers in our church. You're remarkable. What you do week in, week out, you bless our young people. Thank you so much for your energy, your enthusiasm, your commitment. And everyone goes, yay for the youth workers. And I don't want to do the youth work, so I'm glad someone else is doing it. Well, you don't think like that, do you? Yeah, possibly. Some people would be thinking like that, but you kind of just honor them in front of their peers. They feel loved. They feel cared for and appreciated. And it's different to a private conversation. I understand that. But there's something about being honored in front of your fellow servers that you just think, you know what, this is good to do this. This level of appreciation. And I don't think we do that enough. I don't think we do that enough in church circles. We probably don't do it enough in the workplace, to be honest with you. So here's my simple challenge for you. What I want you to do is get out your calendar and your diary. And if you don't have one of these all-in meetings, I want you to schedule it in. Now, don't put it in for next week. This meeting will need a bundle of work to make it an absolute cracker. You want to make this a winner so people feel like when they leave it, that it's been a big win for them to come to this. They'll be feeling winner, winner, chicken dinner. I'm glad I came to the all-in tonight because it really was worth my time to be here. So don't just go, oh, we'll do it in a couple of weeks. We'll invite anyone, see how it goes, whatever. Don't do that. I think this, because you're only doing it three or four times a year, I think this needs as much work on each of these meetings as you have put into a major event on a Sunday. Yeah, I'm serious. I think a major Sunday event, whether it's Mother's Day or whether it's a Sunday fun day or an evangelistic outreach, the endeavor and the focus and the strength and resources you put into that, put that into these all-in meetings. So here's a simple challenge. Get it into the calendar. And it may be 2 months away, 3 months away, whatever. If you already have one, get ready for the next episode. And I'm going to show you how to add glitter and sparkle to that entire event. And may the Lord bless you as you build a healthy leadership pipeline.